What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right. I didn't have a grievance outside of Scott being gone the day before a holiday until I heard Dan just level the term happy rock. And I looked at Sam and I said, are we making up city names now? And he replied, it's Gladstone. They call Gladstone happy rock.
There you go. Or at least Dan Weinbaum does on these airwaves.
Once every 3 years. Did he just say happy rock?
Yeah, it's up in the Northland.
Okay.
Gladstone.
All right. Sam, do you have a grievance today outside of the new term for Gladstone that Dan just graced us all with?
Happy rock. I do have a grievance. My grievance is squirrels.
Okay.
I never thought about the dangers of moving into a house with black walnut trees.
Oh.
We have three. It's a Waldo home. These trees are, I don't know, 100 feet tall. I'm not good at distance when I'm looking up. 150, yep. Who knows? They're really tall. And black walnuts grow out of all of the different limbs. And the squirrels like to go up to the very top. And they sit there and they munch on their black walnut. And then when they're done, they drop what must be a 5-pound black walnut onto my truck.
Onto your head.
My car alarm has gone off four times from the impact of black walnuts hitting my truck. And I'm not even kidding you. I was out training a client in the driveway, and one landed like 3 inches from us. And I was like, I didn't realize that I was putting you into a war zone.
Okay, that is an interesting grievance,
Sam. So my grievance is squirrels.
If you
Quit
can
throwing
dodge,
black walnuts at me.
If you can dodge a black walnut,
you can dodge a ball. All right, it is time for Festivus Friday. Get in now. Get in early. Get in often. You can text us as well as 913-586-7798. All right, let's get started. You know the rules, 913-586-7798. And happy Santa Caligon days, by the way. Looking at Channel 9 right now, that thing is in full swing. If you want to go eat anything fried on a stick, Santa Caligon days is where you go do that. Let's start with Festivus. First in, first up, Jacob in Platte City. Welcome on in.
Well, hi, Dana.
Hi.
I can't believe you never heard the term happy rock. I mean, that's not new.
The old happy rock. I love it.
It's been around for a while. But hey, my grievance on this fine Friday here is with our elected city leaders of the city of Leavenworth, Kansas.
Okay.
And what inkling of common sense these people have especially after just jacking up all of our taxes, that the way to fix our city streets is with chip seal.
Chip seal?
Yeah. I come home yesterday from work to the road that goes to my house that, mind you, I ride my motorcycle on regularly, covered in just loose gravel, wash. I mean, it's worse than it was. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was bad before. It was worse.
Chip
it was
seal.
Covered in washboards, loose gravel. Mm. I'm like, what is this? Are we in, like, central Kansas or something?
Oh, Jacob dissing central Kansas along with his chip seal grievance. Thank you for it. Let's go to Kim in Overland Park. Hey, Kim.
Good afternoon. My complaint or grievance is on my favorite convenience store with a two-letter name.
Yeah, I feel you. I got you.
They always have fresh brewed iced tea, variety of types.
Yeah.
And they are moving away from that, and all the teas come out of one dispenser like sodas. So you don't get any fresh brewed, and it all comes out of one dispenser, and what you get is the taste of the last person.
Okay. Is it possible, Kim, I'm just asking you this because I've never used that particular side of things in that store, that you just need to jiggle it loose for a little, like go like 2 seconds and just waste it, then put it in your cup. Does that make sense?
Well, I think somebody there at the studio can probably give some input.
Well, I'm not saying he could or could not. But
Kim, that is news to me, brother. I did not realize that shift was being made.
Do we have a multiple nozzle system for the iced tea?
I was in a Quick Trip this morning. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, we're not supposed to name them.
Nah,
I was
fine.
In a gas station that might have two letters in its name this morning, and they still had the old tea system.
I
have no idea. I will say that the old tea system is a lot of work.
Let's go to Kurt in Lenexa. Hey, Kurt, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, guys. Happy Festivus Friday.
Hi.
To Dan. It is currently 83 in Funky Town.
Oh, it's 83 in Funky Town.
Yes, and I do have your reservation for this evening.
Okay, that's good.
That's good. My thing is the cheers and jeers. Cheers to Sandy Caligon, Casey Iris Fest, and to my Renfest friends, huzzah, and hope you guys have a good season. The jeers are to the two people, the shooter of the kids at the church in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and also to the one that gunned down one of Casey K's finest. I hope you guys rot.
Kurt, that is succinct, and I am not going to argue with you on that. And I did not want to leave out Renfest and Irish Fest, didn't it? There is so much stuff going on in this town this weekend.
Busy weekend. It's going to be beautiful tonight and tomorrow, and then possibly a chance of rain on Sunday.
Get your festival on tomorrow if you can. Let's go to Mike in Grandview. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I've got gratitude first. I've got the police department. Love them. Love what they do. My grievance, however, is I had a work truck, and we've been working 60-hour weeks taking care of schools and houses. Service industry.
Yeah.
And at 2 in the morning, someone came, cut the padlock on the gate, and took a lorry for it, a truck.
Oh, no.
That was loaded with equipment to install at 6 o'clock the next morning for a customer.
Stole your work truck?
Stole the work truck right out of the lot.
Oh, I am so sorry, Mike.
Well, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't chase them down. I'll let the police do their job.
Yes, please do. Please be careful, and I'm sorry that happened. 913-586-7798. Get your grievance on now. It is Festivus Friday as we head you into a Labor Day long holiday weekend. We are back with much more on Dana and Park. Straight ahead. Stick with us.
Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Check it out, Q39KC.com.
Can I just...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Throw this out. It's not really a grievance. Well, it sort of is. We got that bird camera, and I just thought birds would start showing up willy-nilly all day long. And every time I look at my app, it says, you've had no bird visitors today, with a sad face.
Now, does it use AI to identify the bird?
Yeah, it identifies it, and it goes to your phone, and it says, hi, you have a new bird friend. I haven't had any bird friends, and it's been like 12 hours.
You have no bird friends.
What is taking them so long? Let's go to Kathy in Olathe. Am I doing it wrong? Hi, Kathy, go ahead.
First off, thanks for taking my call right now. my grievance is the guy who went flying past us on the shoulder of I-35 on his sports bike, cut through two lanes of traffic, and you know what traffic is like at this time of day, and then proceeded to continue at a high rate of speed, splitting the lane, which is illegal in Kansas.
I think splitting the lane should be illegal everywhere, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened to you, Kathy. I'm glad you're okay, and I hope he gets arrested and also has diarrhea.
And thank you for the right now reference. And Kathy, we're going to move on to the next caller right now.
Right now, let's go to Jess in Kansas City. Hi, Jess.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call and hearing my voice. My grievance is with Governor Mike Kehoe of the state of Missouri for calling the legislators in for a special session next week to carve up our community and for repealing Proposition A, which I voted for, and taking away my vote to have paid sick time in this state. I understand why people are cynical about voting more and more every day, and I hope that people remember this and get out and get loud.
Get out, get loud, and vote. Jess, thank you. Thank you for the call. There are so many people mad about that sick time overturn. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Tristan in North Kansas City as we continue the airing of the grievances. Tristan, hi.
Thank you. It's nice to hear that Sam didn't get fired this week, and then it was Scott's turn to get fired.
My grievance
really,
is
Tristan,
with,
really?
my grievance, highway traffic. Folks, if you're coming on an on-ramp onto a highway and you're trying to merge over and someone is flashing their high beams over, they're letting you know you can move over. So if you see high beams, move over.
I don't know that everybody knows that, Tristan. I feel like some people see the ink with the high beams and they think it's a gang initiation and someone's trying to kill them.
Yeah, it's worry warts, and no offense, Dana, but like you, that have spread that misinformation. Yeah, it's an old sign for semi-drivers who had trouble always seeing what's like behind them. They see those high beam flashes, it lets them know they can move over, and then usually they flash their safeties to let you know, hey, thanks for letting me over.
Okay.
And Tristan, do you courtesy wave?
Always.
Yes, I do.
Always.
Very much a courtesy wave.
What happened to the return courtesy wave?
I don't know. Some people just feel. And again, if you know, I kind of look in the window if I see the courtesy wave, and I at least see some type of acknowledgement. I'm like, cool. But
wait, Sam, you want a return courtesy wave? Like once you say thank you for you want the person to be like, you're welcome and wave back?
For generations, it was a courtesy wave and a return courtesy wave. I don't know when it stopped. I remember growing up, every time I'd courtesy wave, they would courtesy wave back and vice versa. And now I courtesy wave people in traffic and they look at me like, I don't know who you are. Why are you waving at me?
Oh, Sam, I'm sorry. I would courtesy wave you back.
Thanks.
That's a lot of waving, though. A lot of waving. Derek in Hawaii. Are you really calling us from Hawaii?
Yes.
Are you in Kauai?
I am from Hawaii. Yes.
Oh, God, I love Kauai.
Everybody says hi. So we are driving around the Garden Isle of Kauai, and my grievance is we have to leave tomorrow. We have to come home. But I have a gratitude, and the gratitude is that we're able to stream and listen to Dana and Parks as we drive around looking at everything that's beautiful. And my 16-year-old, every time we get in the car, he says, turn on Dana and Parks.
Oh, well, you tell him he's going to be smarter and wiser because of it, Derek. Not really, but
so everybody wants to say hi. Hold on one second.
Okay, hello from Hawaii. Hello.
Hi, Dana.
Hi. You guys enjoy the rest of your trip and have safe travel back, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Yep. Download a bunch of movies because, my God, that flight. Hoy.
That leaves a line open for you, 913-586-7798. I have another grievance.
Lay it on me.
And it's not really a grievance. I guess it is a grievance. It's a gratitude for road workers and a grievance for drivers. And I'm going to bring up the dreaded zipper merge. I was driving up to Iowa for the Iowa State Fair. What was that, last weekend?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I was on I-35, and I was just cruising right along, and there was construction, as it normally happens. And instead of just a sign that says, lane closed, merge left, the sign literally said, zipper merge, please take turns at the merge point.
No, that is not what a zipper merge is for.
Why do we have to explain it to drivers on the road sign, one, and gratitude for the guy who took the time to type out, it's a zipper merge, please take turns at the merge point.
That is not what a zipper merge is for.
That's exactly what it's for.
Plus, that's a lot of letters for a sign. Let's go to Dave in Harrisonville. Hey, Dave.
Hey, a first world problem, but then again, all festive is Friday. Complaints are
Amen.
Kind of first world problems. gas pumps. When you go into like the two-letter place we were talking about earlier, it's not your personal parking spot. You get gas, you move out. The people that get gas, particularly when it's real busy, if it's not busy, who cares? But when it's real busy, they get gas, get out of the car, lock it, and they go in and go shopping and leave their car parked at the gas pump. Rude as hell.
Okay, is it possible, Dave, that they went in first? Do you know what I mean? You put the pump in, you put your gas in, and then maybe 30 seconds after you come back out, the thing stops. Like, it's okay. Is it okay if you time it correctly?
It's okay if there's not a bunch of other people around.
Okay.
It's not okay if there are a lot of people. Well, like at a typical two-letter place, very busy.
That's fair.
Waiting to get gas, and you sit there and leave your car parked.
That's fair. Because, and Sam, I'm sure you guys saw this all the time. If you have one of those huge F-150 pickup trucks, it could take 20 minutes to fill that thing up with gas.
Yeah. And Dave, sorry, I'm the bane of your existence because I stopped at that two-letter facility this morning to get gas, and I had to run inside to get some creamer for Mary Beth for her coffee. And I left my truck at the pump.
Oh.
Granted, it was actively pumping when I got back out.
Okay, if it's actively pumping when you get back out, then you're fine. I would say if you're within 2 minutes of the click, then you're fine.
Ooh, 2 minutes is too long.
1 minute? 913-586-7798. We will continue the airing of the grievances. One line open. It is yours if you want it when Dana and Parks returns. That's calming.
They did their stop in the U.S. last night.
Very calming. Who is this, Sam?
This is Oasis.
Oh, of course.
They were in Chicago last night for one of their very few stops in the United States.
Good for them. Well,
how many special people try?
Welcome back. Let's go to Mike in St. Joe. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
So you had a caller earlier who was talking about people who get gas and then
leave their car and go into the store.
Yeah.
Well, I have a complaint that's related to that, because I get my gas, I choose pay at the pump, and then, hey, guess what? There's no receipt. Clerk has receipt. So then I have to leave my car and go inside and get my receipt. If I'd have wanted to do that, I would have chose to pay inside. But
Mike, is it because the receipt paper is out?
You know, it doesn't tell me what it is.
Huh.
But there's some stations I go to that have, well, the cheapest prices. And almost every time I go there, it says clerk has receipt. So I think maybe it's cheaper to not do that and hope that people aren't going to want their receipt.
Huh. Clerk has receipt. He's right. If I wanted to see the clerk, I would have gone in. That is a great grievance, Mike. Thank you for it. Let's go to Mark in Pleasanton. Happy birthday.
How are you guys doing?
Well,
can you hear
so
me?
So good. I can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
Awesome. Well, today's my 20th birthday. Also, day Hurricane Katrina hit.
Yes. But, yes, I'm aware, Mark.
but my grievance is going to be people, when I'm getting on the on-ramp, this has happened every day this last week. Do you think I'm just testing the waters, getting on the highway, like I'm just going to go ahead and dip my toes in the pool and see what temperature it's at? No, I'm getting on the highway.
Yeah, get over.
You don't just sit there. And, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm getting in, I'm hitting the waker uppers, you know, the wah, 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 wah.
Yep.
And I'm just like, come on, people. I'm not just sitting here to mess around. What do you think I'm in this lane for? I'm trying to get on the highway.
Have Mark, thank you for the call. Have you also noticed sometimes when you are entering onto the highway, people are just riding in the right lane on the highway?
Oh, yeah.
If you are approaching an entrance ramp, why would you be in the far right lane?
We do not teach people how to drive on the highway.
We do not. And Sam, I'm going to be honest, unless you are getting ready to exit, which every once in a while there's one of those awful exchanges where the entrance and the exit are right there and you're kind of jockeying to get over because people are trying to get on and you're trying to get off.
And you're talking about a three-lane situation.
Yes, in a three-lane situation, yeah. You should never be in that right side.
Right. No, it was a constant complaint of mine when I had to get onto Warnell every single day to come to work. It was basically a life or death situation because nobody would ever get out of my way to let me over. And that lane ends.
Let's go to Rick in Lenexa. Welcome to Festivus, Rick. Hi. 913-586-7798 if you want to text us your grievance as well. Rick, hi.
Hey, happy long weekend, Dana.
Oh, and to you.
Thank you. Well, my grievance is just with my body. Once I hit the mid-50s, it started falling apart. Last year, I had to get two discs replaced in my neck,
mm-hmm.
which was not fun. And then last Tuesday, I had some Mohs surgery. I think Sam thought it said nose, but Mohs, which is removing of skin cancer. So I got to wait 2 weeks for the stitches to come out. I can't lift over 10 pounds, so I'm pretty useless around that. And then this coming Tuesday, I get to have a retina tear repaired in my eyeball. So, yeah.
Rick, I'm a lot all at once.
Body. It's growing up in the 70s, Dana. You know, but my gratitude is to the doctors who take care of us and put it all back together.
Amen.
And that's it.
Well,
have a great weekend.
Rick, good luck on your third procedures. And I'm right there with you, man. I always say this to Scott, the wheels are falling off in real time on this program. Carrie in Olathe. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
Well, my grievance is with people who take things from our mailbox parcel area that don't belong to them.
Mm-hmm.
I had a package that supposedly was delivered on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I have informed delivery email, you know, so you know when it's coming. I go to the mailbox, it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the post office. I say, well, we delivered it. So now I'm out $72 worth of merchandise that I don't have, and nobody wants to take responsibility for. I'm just a little irritated.
Is it like the area that's like the common area, Carrie, in front of the mailboxes? Where
ours was built in the 80s, so it was before they knew about locked parcel container things.
Yep.
So we've got the boxes that lock, but then where they put the parcel, it's got this door that you just open it up. Anybody can open it. And so if they want something, I guess they can just go take it.
Yeah, I think in today's day and age, we got to have that stuff locked up. Carrie, I'm sorry that happened to you, but I don't think the honor system works anymore when it comes to packages. Let's go to Taylor in Independence. Hi, Taylor.
Hi. So my big grievance is these companies and random people that come to your door when you have a no soliciting sign on your door. Last year, I had three different people come to my door and leave little handwritten notes that said my name. Hey, we're trying to get a hold of you. Mm-hmm. And so I put these three notes together and came up with two phone numbers that they left. And when I Googled them, they were a company that will want to tell you, you know, what you can do for Medicare because I turned the age. And so I called one of those numbers and I left a long message with this lady, a red convertible parked in my driveway.
Yeah.
To leave a note on my door. I called her, left this long message. You're not my relative. I don't want you at my door. She called me back and left a voice message for me saying, oh, no, I wasn't trying to sell you anything, blah, blah, blah. And then she said, but give me a call back.
No, I'm not giving you a call back. That's why I've got a no soliciting sign on my door.
Yeah, just I hate it. It's not right. They're supposed to have a permit in order to do that, too.
I'm going to add to your grievance, Taylor, and text us if you know how to get this to stop. At some point years ago, I apparently gave the boot company UGG my cell phone data. Wish I had not. UGGs. I love UGGs. I used to have a pair of UGGs. I don't have them anymore. My daughters used to like them years ago, right?
Yeah, they were the hot thing for a
while. Every day, I get a text to my phone that says 10% off now if you go to UGG.com. And every day I delete it and quote, report junk. And then the next day, another one comes into my phone every single day.
You're going to hate how simple this solution is.
What is it?
Reply stop.
Oh, is that what that's for? Mm-hmm.
You know, at the bottom of the text where it says, if you would like to quit receiving these messages, reply stop.
Got it. I should probably do that.
Yeah.
This is why we have Sam in our lives.
The irony behind the whole door knocker thing is that you remember my whole debacle with the tree services that kept knocking on my door looking for a guy named Wilson.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm calling a tree service. Now,
you should have kept all the numbers. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Zach in Independence. Hi, Zach.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
My grievance is with a dump truck that was blocking the left lane for people to merge over when you get that bridge work on 435 right in front of Worlds of Fun.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's just sitting blocking half of the left lane, not letting people go through and using the open lane to prevent the traffic backup. And so I politely go around him as he tries to squeeze me off the highway.
That's dangerous for the driver of the truck and other drivers, Zach. I don't understand why someone would be doing that. I really don't. But thank you for the call. Barb in Leawood. Go ahead, Barb.
Hey there.
Hi.
Okay, my grievance. We moved my daughter out of her apartment in Dallas, right, and we rented a trailer for my car to move all this stuff back.
Yep.
So it took us, it was 98 degrees down there Sunday. It was so hot. We were so sweaty. It took 6 hours to load everything into the trailer. We get onto the highway and realize the trailer's wheels are so bad. They're wobbling so bad. It is literally shaking my car violently.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? So we pull off and we call the company and they're like, oh, well, we can come in and trade it out. And I'm like, I would have to reload to do this. And I decided, okay, I'm just going to keep going. And then they said, well, and if you go to a different location to get a different trailer, if it's not the place that you are scheduled to return it, then you get fined for not returning it to the right place.
And because they're independently owned and operated.
Exactly. So I'm like, forget that. Okay, I'm just going to try it. We could not go faster than 55 miles per hour on the highway all the way from Dallas to Kansas City.
Oh, Marv.
So it took us so dang long to get home. And we didn't get to Wichita until like 9:30. And by that point, we were exhausted. And we said, forget it. We're just going to get a hotel room and just go to sleep. And I ended up missing half a day's work on Monday. And it was just so frustrating. And I felt bad because the people there talking about how you're driving in the right-hand lane. Well, I had to drive the right-hand lane the whole time because we were going so slow.
Probably with your flashers on because you didn't want something to fly off the rental either, Bob. I hope you got your money back. I really do. That's insane. Let's go to Jane in Stockton. Hi, Jane.
Hey. Okay, Sam just gave me a new grievance.
Okay.
When he stated that replying stop to text messages.
Yeah.
So my grievance regarding that is that doesn't work on people.
Oh, wouldn't you love that?
Yell, stop. Yes.
Like stop texting me.
Stop at people. No, just in person. Like if they come up and they're talking to you and annoy you all the time, well, you can't just yell stop.
Jane, may I offer a slight challenge?
Sure.
That actually works incredibly well if you try it. Just start yelling stop. I guarantee you they will stop.
But they'll come back, generally. I feel
they'll
come back.
Stop!
Stop.
Jane, I want you to try that this weekend. Just randomly start telling people to stop.
Oh. Challenge accepted.
Thank you for the call, Jane. That is awesome. We got time for one quick before we get to the break. Let's go to Lisa in Lenexa. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, I'm a pretty patient person. I'm a bald woman. Not by choice, not cancer. 10 people today have stopped me and threw up their cancer story on me, and I don't even have it.
Wait, Lisa, people are asking you if you have cancer?
Yes, because I'm bald. I'm a bald woman.
You're a bald woman.
I
okay.
I don't wear a wig. I don't wear a hat. I don't do any of that. I just strut my bald head, I guess. So I was at the grocery store, and this lady asked me, where are you at in your cancer story? And I said, just tell me yours. She's going to tell me whether I want to know it or not.
Lisa.
And when she was done, I said, I don't even have it. And then she was seeing her, like, become this two-inch person because now you've thrown this up all over me.
Lisa, where are you in your cancer story?
That's the thing that pisses me off. I don't even have it.
Oh, Lisa, sweetheart, you need to get a shirt maybe that just says stop. Stop. Oh, my goodness. All right. We have one line open. If you get in now, we are going to try to get to everybody before the top of the hour to wrap up Festivus and get you into the holiday weekend. 913-586-7798. Do not go around asking bald people where they are in their cancer journey.
And
oh,
Lisa,
my gosh.
Next time somebody does that, just stick your hand up and say, stop.
Where are you in your stupid journey? You could say that. Or stop is probably better. We're back with much more Straight Ahead. Stick with us. Hey, it doesn't matter where you are along your weight loss journey. Weight loss is so personal. You need a personal plan tailored just for you with a real medical doctor at your side during your transformation. With Dr. Tag at the Center for Nutrition, they have tens of thousands of patients over 3 decades who will tell you that losing weight safely leads to long-term success, not quick short-term gains that can lead to other health issues. At the Center for Nutrition, you get medical monitoring every step of the way so you don't sacrifice muscle health, bone health along your weight loss transformation. Make sure you have all the nutrients you need along the way and the medical monitoring you deserve for long-term results. Call now for your free consultation, 913-814-8222 or tagnutrition.com, T-A-G-U-E, nutrition.com. Please tell them you heard Dana bragging about them on KMBZ.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's get right to it. We're going to try to get everybody in. First in, first up, Steve and Tom on I-35. Hello, Tom, and hello, Steven.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, Dana, you know who this is.
I do.
I am Scott's brother.
Yeah.
We are really frustrated that Scott is not at work doing his job like he's supposed to. And now, full transparency, both of you, Sam and Dana, he tends to say that, you know, you're off work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we call in the one time, and he is not at work.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy Tom is here. So, Dana, you have my full support that you are in the good here.
Steven, thank you.
And my buddy Tom is frustrated. Yeah,
hey,
Tom has a grievance.
Yes,
hey,
Tom.
I have a grievance. We're trying to road trip to Ames, Iowa for the football game tomorrow, and the guy I'm traveling with he can't go past one rest area before he has to go to the restroom. We've stopped at everyone between Wichita and Kansas City. Now, truth be told, Dana, that is a fact. But at the same time, what I would like to know is, Dana, as a friend of mine and Sam as well, are you rooting for Iowa State Cyclones? Are you going for South Dakota tomorrow? Cyclones.
Put it on the air.
I'm going to be honest. I have to root for not the Iowa team because your son is part of that football team.
Yes.
Go Sam. South Dakota.
I always say go South Dakota. I've got a little jersey and everything. It makes me so happy.
Okay. Sam, please.
South Dakota. Parks is going primetime, baby.
We got it. We're going South Dakota. And Steve, none of us are getting any younger. I think you need Miva-medical.com for all of your prostate issues. Hashtag ad, hashtag shameless plug.
Stop.
Non-surgical treatment through the wrist. Jared in Raymore. Jared, go ahead.
Hey, that prostate stuff's real. Let's be honest.
It is very real.
So my grievance, we go down a rabbit hole, but in general, HOAs. You could have a 790-page manual that'll explain everything down to the granules of your driveway concrete.
Yep.
Nobody wants to read those. Why would you put any effort into that? But if the city streetlights aren't bright enough, by God, I'm going to say something about that. If there's too many blackberry stains on the concrete, well, who takes care of that? In general, I'm going to speak on behalf of our comrade that's no longer with us today. Scott Parks would say those people are a dumb and just do better, people. Help your HOA out. Don't be a bunch of naysayers. And I tell you what, if you want them to get them to show up like a Taylor Swift concert, just mention dues are going up. They're going to come.
Jared, thank you for the call. We might bring this back on Monday. There is one state rearing back up against the HOAs and threatening to get rid of them completely. That was in the stack today. We didn't get to that. And for those of you just tuning in, he made it sound like Scott was dead. Yeah. He is not. Oh, my God. He is just off. Now, he thought he had a fake heart attack earlier in the week, which he did not. It was just a panic attack. So he was off and thought he was going to die earlier in the week, but he didn't. And he is definitely not dead today, and he will definitely be back on Monday.
Jared, brother, we have had enough people text in today thinking that he was dead. We do not
That's
need that
all
comment.
I need at the end of my Friday. David, in I-35 somewhere. David, hi, go ahead.
Yeah, my grievance is alarm clocks.
Always.
Always. Every day.
Every day. Even on the weekends, David?
Oh, I don't get weekends.
Oh, David, thank you. Shane and Olathe, can you do it in 15 seconds? Go.
I'll do what I can. The new scam is, and I have a self-employed business that has multiple out-of-state phone numbers.
Yep.
But now they're texting me saying, is this Shane? That really threatened, and my company.
Oh,
but they're clearly scams. I don't know how they're getting that information.
The scammers have your name? Is this Shane? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, would you like to send me Bitcoin? No. Be safe, everyone. Be good. Enjoy your long Labor Day holiday. And we will talk again on Tuesday. For all of us here at Dana and Park, Sam Stevie, I am Dana. Scott is very much alive, and we'll be back next week. Be safe, be good, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.